You're listening to the Golem Institute podcast series, The Rawi Gems, by Mufti Hussein Kamani. Golem is pleased to announce the Hadith Intensive, an immersive study into the science of Hadith and Sunnah. For more information, visit golem.org/hadith. And Jazakallah khair for listening.
خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الانبياء وعلى اله الاسكياء واصحابه الاتقياء اما بعد. Today we recited Surah Haqqa. Surah Haqqa is a very, very powerful surah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts off by taking an oath, Al-Haqqa, mal-Haqqa, wa ma adraka mal-Haqqa. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by something that is very severe, very serious, the thing that will shake you, the thing that will pull you into your senses. It is a reality. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, that look at the nations that came before you. Don't be gullible and think that you are the first people to tread the face of this earth. There were people that came before you. They were stronger than you. They were wealthier than you. They were kings of their times. But because they stood up against Allah, Allah says one by one we knocked them off the face of the earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says just as we wipe them from the face of the earth, a time will come where this entire earth will perish. And the mountains will perish. And the earth will perish. And the sky will break down. One shaqqat is-sama. The sky will rip open. And when that day comes, ultimately every person will be made to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I had mentioned earlier, when we stand in front of Allah, that will be the real moment. That will be the moment of reality. Everything other than that moment will have no value and it will mean nothing at all. These days, what's happened before, what's going to happen tomorrow, whether we go to our swimming class, or whether we go for our exercise, or whether we go for our cooking class, these things will not mean anything. What will matter that day is what we have prepared ourselves to present ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we have prepared from ourselves to be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every person will be called forward. And then there will be two groups of people. There will be those people who will be given their book of deeds in their right hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. And imagine that moment that you're standing in front of Allah and your whole life is being summarized. And everything that happened before is being told to you. Things that you don't even remember you did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing that in front of you. Because we have to remember, there is not a single thing we do or say that is slipped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is noted down. لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Everything will be presented in front of Allah. Things that our parents don't know about us. Things that our spouse don't even know about us. Things that our kids don't know about us. Everything will be there. And that day we'll be standing in front of Allah. And then ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever He showers His mercy on, and only through the mercy of Allah, Allah will say to that servant, pull your right hand forward. And you know when that person pulls his right hand forward, you cannot imagine the joy that will be gushing through that person's body. The smile that will come that day will be irremovable. Because that person will know that whatever happened in the past, I'm set now. Allah is happy with me. That's all that matters. And when His book of deeds is given in His right hand, in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes how that person will react. Because getting your book of deeds in the right hand actually means that you had to have made a sacrifice in the world. You know, today when we practice our religion, especially living in a non-Muslim country predominantly, people look at us as if we're weirdos. When you pray salah and maybe in a public area, people look at you and say, what is this person doing? Right? When you tell people that I can't drink, what do your friends say? What's wrong with this guy? I can't speak to someone from the opposite gender. Your friends say, what, are you some kind of weirdo? Why can't you do this? So every time you try to stand for the sunnah, people will frown upon you. But all those frowns will add up and add up and add up. And then ultimately on the day of judgment, when Allah gives the book of deeds in the right hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a very beautiful explanation. That person, he will say, فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُّقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Did you guys see the World Cup this year? Any of you guys see the World Cup? You know when they score a goal in the World Cup, what do? They go crazy, right? They run around the stadium with their hands in the air and they run around as if they've conquered the entire world and they've done something that makes them proud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when that person's book of deeds will be given in his right hand, he will take a book of deeds and he will run around on the day of judgment in front of everyone. And he will say, Ha umuqra'u kitabiya, ha umuqra'u kitabiya, ha umuqra'u kitabiya. My dear friends, come and read my book of deeds. I told you that you frowned on me in the world and you made fun of me because I wore my hijab or because I donned an Islamic garment. You made fun of me? Allah is happy with me. All those times you frowned at me and you made my life difficult for me, you choked me every time I wanted to practice a sunnah, today look, it all paid off. How umukra'u kitabi, that person will run around and put it in people's faces and say, look, Allah is happy with me. Now what? Allah is happy with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then that person will say, inni dharantu anni munaqin hisabiyya. You know, in the world when times were hard, I knew one day I had to meet Allah. And that's what kept me going. That's what motivated me to live the next day. That's what motivated me to stay away from sin, and that's what motivated me to stand during the nights of Ramadan and beg Allah for His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the summary of that person's life is, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. He will never ever be sad again. Allah makes a promise. What does Allah say? He will never be sad again. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. You know how I said the smile will be irreplaceable, irremovable? فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. Every aspect of his life after that moment will be perfect. How will it be perfect? Allah says, fi jannatin aliyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send him to the highest paradise. And then Allah gives an example. How will the high paradise be so beautiful? Just an example, qutufuha daniyah. What that means is a person will walk around in paradise. And as he's walking in paradise, or as she's walking in paradise, you will look at a tree and you'll see a mango up there and you'll say, man, that mango looks delicious. Before you even desire to eat it, qutufuha daniyah, the branch will lower the mango down. And it will say, it will be an honor for you to have a bite out of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Oh my servants, today eat and drink all you want because we know you had a very tough life. بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. There were certain sacrifices you had to make yesterday, but today we will pay you back for every bit of it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us in a narration, that the last person to enter into the fire of hell, the last person to exit the fire of hell, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him forward, he will be brought out, and everyone else has gone to paradise, the last person, right? He will come in front of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to that person, is there anything that you want? He will say, Ya Allah, I'm thirsty. I've been in the fire of hell for a very long time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angels, give him some water. So when he drinks the water, Allah will ask him, anything else you want? He'll say, Ya Allah, you know when I was in the world, I read something about Jannah. Can I see it? So Allah will say, okay, go, show him Jannah. He will say, can I smell it? They will allow him to smell Jannah. When he smells Jannah, his inside, his soul will become so clean and pure. Then he will say, Ya Allah, can I enter Jannah please? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, we'll let you enter into Jannah, but not like this. Wash him up and change his garments. And he will be bathed. And after being bathed, he will wear a beautiful garment. And when he enters into Jannah, the hadith mentions that he will walk in. And there will be rivers of milk, rivers of wine, rivers of honey, rivers of clean water. And as this person strolls through his Jannah, he will be amazed that Allah prepared all this just for me and I forgot about this? How did I make a mistake of buying a $3 million house when all of that could have been this? This could I have the smallest Jannah? Not this person is the last person, by the way, okay? The hadith mentions he will continue walking, and as he'll be walking, he will have an entourage of angels following him. And then all of a sudden, he will see a light and he will fall into sajda. The angels will ask him, why are you in sajda, my dear friend? So he'll say, I saw the light of my Rabb. I saw the nur of my Rabb. So the angels will say, that wasn't the nur of your Rabb. That was the nur of the gatekeeper standing at your palace. Stand up. So this person will stand up then. And when he enters into his palace, he will be seated on a beautiful throne. And a beautiful buffet of food will be brought in front of him. 70 dishes. How many? 70. And not like, you know, our divan, I shouldn't say divan, right? Our typical, wherever in the world, right? There's Jackson Heights in New York as well. There's Gerard Street in Toronto as well. So everybody's guilty of this, okay? Not those restaurants where you go there and they have 20 dish buffet, but only one's worthy of eating. Not that kind of buffet. Every single dish will be worthy of eating. And that person will taste it. The hadith mentions with every bite, he will taste a taste that he had never tasted before. He will taste a taste that he had never ever tasted before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and drink and enjoy on all the days you missed out. On Fridays, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the creation together. And he will say to his family that I am going for the gathering of Allah. And she will say to her servants that I am going for the gathering of Allah. And each person will come to that gathering. And they will take a seat. They will take their seats. And the seats will be like in a stadium format. Every person will get to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he will sit on his throne, Allah as it's suitable for him to sit on the throne, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to his servants, what do you wish today? They will say, Ya Allah, we wish to hear your praise. So according to one narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will call the angels and say, praise me. And the angels will praise Allah. Then Allah will tell the Hur, praise me, and they will praise Allah. Then Allah will tell the prophets, praise me, and they will praise Allah. that Allah will tell Dawood alayhi salam, you had a very beautiful voice in the world. Even the birds used to sing along with you. Why don't you praise me? And the entire, what a stadium. All the mu'mineen will be there. And Dawood alayhi salam will begin to praise Allah with his humble voice. Then Allah will say, Muhammad, why don't you praise me now? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will praise Allah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, let me praise myself today. And then according to one narration, Allah will recite Surah Ar-Rahman. According to another narration, Allah will recite Surah Yasin. According to a third narration that I told you guys earlier, Allah will recite Surah An'am. And the gathering, the narration mentions when that gathering will come to an end, each person when they return back home, their servants and their family members will say, you look so much more beautiful than yesterday. And they will say, that's the effect of being in the company of the pious and being in the gathering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Haqqa then continues on. These are the people who will somehow get their book of deeds in their right hand. But then the sad reality is that there will be many people who Allah will say to them, bring your left hand forward. And when a person's left hand will be called forward, Fudayl bin Ayyad rahmatullahi alayhi says that a person will be in so much pain, he will be in so much pain and agony, he will have so much remorse because he'll know that everything he did today has collapsed on him. And Fudayl bin Ayyad says that the one thing that will bring that person into tears and bring him to his knees and make him cry will be the reality that he knows for sure that now Allah is angry with him. And he will say, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَا. Only if my book of deeds wasn't even presented to me. And that person will say, right, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَا وَلَمْ أَدْرِي مَا حِسَابِيَا. Only if I didn't know my hisab. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَا. Only if death was the end of it. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا. What happened to all that wealth and all that money that I gathered? Today nothing can help me. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. The kingdom that I built on the road today is my destruction. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this person, خُلُوهُ فَغُلُّوا. Take him and enter him into the fire of hell. And then Fudayl bin Ayyad says, when that person will be told to go to the fire of hell, he will fall to his knees and beg Allah, Ya Allah, please let me go back to the dunya one more time. And Allah will say, no. Tie him in chains and drag him to his destiny. Take him to his abode. Right? And, you know, I always like looking at it, I gave this example earlier too, like a mother who's departing on a journey and the child is there, you know, farewelling the mother. And when the mother says to the child, I'll be back. And the child doesn't want to let go of the mother's hand. But slowly and surely the child will have to let go. And that pain the child feels, right? That pain of separation, that's the pain that people will feel knowing that Allah is angry with them today. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be sent to the fire of hell. Why will they be sent to the fire of hell? What were their main crimes? إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. Two things Allah says. Two things are their main crimes that Allah does not like. What is the first thing? They didn't believe in Allah. Their belief was in wealth. Their belief was in fame. Their belief was in people. Their belief was in other things. They said they believed in Allah with their tongue, possibly. According to one narration, they say that their tawakkul was on other than Allah. According to another narration, they were literally kuffar. You know, they didn't believe in Allah at all. But regardless, they said they believe in Allah. You know, when you say La ilaha illallah, it's more than just I believe in Allah. There's a reality behind La ilaha illallah. La ilaha is a negation. There is no God, no role model, no idol, no one I will worship in my mind, in my heart, with my body, other than Allah, illallah, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allama Iqbal rahmatullahi alayhi, he said something very beautiful. He said, when I say I am a Muslim, my body begins to tremble and shake. My body begins to tremble and shake every time I say I'm a Muslim, because I realize what kind of responsibility is now on my shoulders. I have to follow through with my word, La ilaha illallah, right till the end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they did not believe in Allah. And the second thing, they didn't encourage other people to feed the poor. Every person in this gathering should always be talking about the importance of feeding the needy, importance of feeding the poor, not only the imam, not only the khatib, not only those who are working with the relief organizations, everyone should. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ مِسْكِينَ. Allah says, because you abandon people in the world, فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا حَمِيمٌ. Today there is no one to be your friend either. Imagine how lonely that person will be. No friends. You didn't feed people in the world? وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْخَاتِئُونَ. Today you are given a food that is painful, that will burn your insides, and only the sinners will eat it. Now this is such a powerful surah. When you look at the translation of it and what Allah is saying, it's absolutely a reality check. It's a wake-up call, al-haqqa, like Allah says, mal-haqqa. This is a wake-up call. It's something that's here to shake you. It's a reality, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi in his Musnad, he quotes a very interesting narration. He says, Umar radiallahu anhu, the night before he accepted Islam, he came to the Kaaba. And when Umar radiallahu anhu came to the Kaaba, he wasn't a Muslim at this point, this is the night before. He comes to the Kaaba, and when he comes there, he sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in prayer. Umar radiallahu anhu thought to himself that all these years I have had animosity with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I've never taken out the time to listen to what he's saying. Let me listen to what he's reading. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reading, and guess which surah he was reading? Al-Haqqa. And Umar radiallahu anhu standing there and he's hearing this. Ah, Thamud, Fir'aun, then the day of judgment, and Book of Deed in the right hand and left hand, and Allah's anger. When he hears all of this, Umar radiallahu anhu says, it really affected my heart. And it affected me so much that I began to think to myself, what's the justification for his words having effect on me? So then I thought to myself that he is a sha'ir. He is a? He's a poet. So Surah Haqqa, Allah continues on, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. This is no poetry. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, oh my God, I was just thinking that he's a poet and now he reads the ayah that this is no poetry? Maybe he's a fortune teller. The next ayah, وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. This is no fortune telling. So Umar radiallahu anhu is shocked. He says, what is this? And the next ayah is, تَنْزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Umar, this is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he couldn't have made this up. وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ. If the Prophet had fabricated this, we would have held him accountable. ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ. And we would have punished him for that if the Prophet had fabricated this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَاجِزِينَ. No one can prevent the reality that we just told you about. No one can stop the Day of Judgment. No one can stop the reality of you and I standing in front of Allah. And either that smile or that frown, no one can stop it. It's going to happen. Then Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. We only tell you this as a reminder for those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّا لَنَعْلَمُ أَنَّ مِنْكُمْ مُكَذِّبِينَ. But we do know that some of you, after you hear this surah, you're going to reject it. But Allah says, those who reject it, وَإِنَّهُ لَحَسْرَةٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Then it's your loss. You lose out if you walk away from this gathering after hearing Surah Haqqa and it doesn't affect you and you haven't made your dua to Allah. Then Allah ends, فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. Now your responsibility is to glorify Allah with His great name. Yes. The scholars, they say this last ayah of Surah Haqqa is the reason why in ruku we say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. We say, because Allah says there, فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. And in sajda we read, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى, because of which ayah? سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Allah says, glorify your high Lord, right? سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. So then the Prophet ﷺ in his sajda used to read, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. And because of the ayah, فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, in the ruku, the Prophet ﷺ used to read, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. So we pray that Allah, the scholars, they take this here, they say, the Prophet added it into the Salah, meaning it became a part of our Salah. So as if Allah is saying at the end, what you need to do for as long as you live is continue to read your Subhana Rabbil Azim, meaning engage in Salah for the rest of your life. Be connected with Allah, and you'll be connected with Allah in the hereafter. Pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from the group of people who will seek salvation. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all a long life of health and iman and faith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the last part of our life the best part of our life. Allah azza wa jalla gives us all death with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors us by allowing us all to be buried in the graveyard of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we are resurrected with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waives all of our hisab on the day of judgment and honors us all by allowing us to drink from the blessed and beloved hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ilaha al-alameen, we raise our hands in front of you in this blessed night of Ramadan, and we ask you to allow us all to enter into Jannah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just as we're gathered here today, Ya Allah, be witness and allow us all to gather together in this very same manner in Jannah al-Firdaus. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum.